How many people were without power in India because of today's outage, the worst in world history? Well, imagine twice the population of the U.S. in the dark. Hundreds of millions in India were without power when three of that country's electrical grids failed. This after yesterday's blackout, which was the worst until today's, giving India the gold and silver in power outages. Not funny, we know. Workers were trapped in a coal mine, hospitals shifted to generators, and crematoriums stopped, sometimes midway through, in a country where most of the dead are cremated. We've reached Gardner Harris, New York Times reporter in New Delhi, on his cell phone. And Gardner, we understand the power is coming back. What are you seeing?
That's right. I'm actually on the street here in Delhi. I'm in a little alleyway. There are some lights on. There are many buildings around me that are still black. You know, I was in New York City in 2003 when the power went out there. You know, I'd never seen anything blacker than Times Square without the power on. But in Delhi and in much of the rest of India, power outages are so routine that there are huge numbers of private generators here. So it doesn't sort of hit here like it hits in the United States when there is a very rare blackouts, because they are so routine that people have got their own little workarounds. Hundreds of buildings in Delhi have power generators that are obviously diesel-operated. They're very inefficient. They are polluting. But this country, its infrastructure is so poor that people understand that they have to come up with their own solutions.
Well, they may have generators, as you say, but still, the largest blackout in history, we understand almost 2,000 miles wide from the Burmese border on one side to the Pakistani on the other. Why? Why did it happen?
Well, that's a good question, Robin. I mean, you're talking, actually, the number has gone up to nearly 700 million people. That is 10% of the world's population were without regular power today. And these sort of questions are almost unanswerable in India. India is impossibly complicated. The government controls nearly 90% of the power sector in India, and it has been sort of a government in paralysis for years here. And that is obviously a terrible problem. India has been growing leaps and bounds over the last 5 to 6 years. Its power generating capacity hasn't come close to keeping up with that sort of growth. The government has been unable to kind of come to decisions about how to increase that generating capacity, even such things as auctioning off the huge amounts of coal that are available here has been impossible. Problem after problem after problem, and the Indian government is usually at the center of those problems.
Well, today, the Indian government power minister is blaming states for taking more than their allotted share of electricity. Opposition politicians from the right-wing BJP party are blaming the government. Greenpeace India is saying the blackouts show the need for more diversified energy. You know, meanwhile, are there security concerns as well? You know, India with its enemy, Pakistan, right on the border, friction there. You know, when a whole country is suddenly in the dark, it would seem vulnerable.
I think that's true. And, you know, of course, in one of the great ironies, Robin, the government announced today that the power minister, Minister Shinde, was being promoted to home minister. I mean, the governing coalition here, the UPA governing coalition, which is led by the Congress Party, has demonstrated repeatedly that it is sort of tone deaf to these sort of disruptions, and that they promoted the power minister on the very day that half of the population was without power was really remarkable, even for this government. You know, the problem, Robin, is that much of Indian civil society is fairly dysfunctional, and there is really no answer to that right now.
That's Gardner Harris, New York Times reporter in New Delhi, which saw the worst power outage in world history today, that power slowly coming back. Gardner, thanks so much.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Robin.
Okay, take a break, and then just ahead, kick back. Music and conversation with Rufus Wainwright in 30 seconds. Here and now.